We are called to be people of faith. Today's second reading, and in the gospel, we hear that attribute that we're all called to have, and that's faith. Faith is a gift. Faith is a gift from God, which helps us to see and experience things that we might not be able to visibly see or tangibly feel, but it's there. To look at a definition of faith, we turn to the 11th chapter of Hebrews, that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. My friends, we are people of faith. We have faith in lots of different things. Every night when we go to bed, we have faith that the sun's going to rise in the morning, and we have a hope for a new day. We trust that in the eastern sky, the sun will manifest itself and shine brightly for us to guide us on our way. When we pull into an intersection, we have faith that when we hit the accelerator, our car will go forward so we don't get slammed from behind or people will honk at us. And we also have faith that the other people follow the traffic laws, that they'll stop at the light or stop at the stop sign. We have a lot of faith every time we cross that intersection right there at North Park and Woodridge Parkway when we leave from Mass. But we have faith in others. We also, as sports fans, we have faith. We have faith that maybe the Texans or the Astros or the Rockets will win a title. It's funny that when you think about everybody under the age of 21 can't remember the Rockets winning their last title 17 years ago. But as fans, we have faith that maybe they will rise again. Maybe one of these teams will one day make us happy. But the faith that Jesus talks about is a lot deeper than any of these kind of faiths. It's faith in Him. It's faith in the God who created us. And in the gospel, we have two accounts, two narratives that we understand more about this great gift of faith. The first one is this lady here who was bleeding internally for 12 years. She was suffering so much. She went to so many different doctors. And it says in the sacred scriptures that she spent everything she had to try to figure out what was going on. But she had faith. And when she heard that Jesus was coming, she made her way to touch Him. And upon touching Him, she was healed. The bleeding stopped and she felt better. When Jesus turned around to ask, "Who touched me?" the disciples say, "Lord, there are so many people here. How do we know who touched you?" And it says that the lady came before Him with fear and trembling. Our Lord doesn't want us to be full of fear and trembling. He wants us to be full of trust and of love. But the lady stands up before the Lord and says, "Look, I knew that if I touched you, I'd be healed. I knew that you were the only place, you were the only one I could go to where I would be healed from this infirmity." And the Lord in His kindness and the Lord in His mercy heals her, gives her peace, gives her healing. My friends, we are blessed that we have a God who will reach out to us into our darkness, into our sin, into the darkest places of our lives. Our Lord can reach in, and He can change that, and He can heal it, and He can set us free. And as people of faith, we come before Him because we trust that He can heal us. We trust that He can help us with any kind of physical, emotional, psychological healing. We know that He's there for us. And in a special way, as Catholics, we have the wonderful sacrament of reconciliation, where we can come before the Lord and we can confess our sins, and the Lord can heal us. And He can tell us whatever that deep, dark secret is, whatever sin that's inside of us that seems so bad, He removes it. He takes it away so that we don't have to be burdened with it. In the generosity of our Lord, He doesn't stop there in today's gospel. He continues to go on to a second healing. Jairus' daughter was sick to the point of death. And he's a synagogue official. He goes to Jesus and he says, "Look, if you simply just lay your hands on my daughter, she'll be healed." But by the time Jesus got there after that detour with the woman who was bleeding, she had died. And the people that were gathered there said, "Oh, Lord, you're too late." And he says, "Hold on a second. Everybody get out of the room." And he lets his disciples stay and he lets the girl's parents stay. And he says to her, "Little child, to you I say, arise." And He heals her. Our Lord calls us to have faith. He calls us to have faith because He can heal anything. And all we have to do is present ourselves to Him. All we have to do is come to Him because he heals us. He strengthens us. He gives us his love. Our Lord tells us, come to me, all you who are burdened, and I'll give you rest. My friends, we come to Mass every week because we know that right here is where we can find healing. Right here is where we can find faith. Right here is where we can be set free. And we're so blessed that we have this beautiful space to be able to worship. We're so blessed that we have a God that loves us and who welcomes us in. He tells us, have faith in me because I love you. As many of you know, this is my last Mass here at St. Martha's as the parochial vicar. We'll start a new assignment tomorrow. And I want to take this time to express my gratitude to you for the faith that you have, for the faith that I've been able to witness and experience here in the last 3 years. I've been able to see your faith in some of your darkest moments, in some of your illness and your sickness and your loss of a loved one or a friend. And I've seen you continue to pray and to be people of faith. And I've seen that same faith in times of joy and excitement, whether it's preparing for the sacrament of marriage or the celebration of a sacrament of confirmation or the Eucharist or first reconciliation or those of you that have entered the church. I've seen that joy. I've seen that faith that you've exhibited. And I thank you for sharing that faith with me. I think that I am the priest who I am because of your faith, because you've inspired me. And every week I know I have to be at my very best to help you on your journey of faith. And together, my friends, we've created something pretty awesome, that here at St. Martha's, we are a light to all of Kingwood. We shine that faith to the rest of the community. So when people wonder, well, where's God? He's right here. He's among us. He's here when we pray. He's here when we celebrate. He's here when we mourn and when we're sad. And he's here as we care for others. That's what it means to be people of faith. That's what it means to take the gospel and the words of the gospel to heart, to express to our God, we love you and we trust in you. I'm very grateful for my time here at St. Martha's, especially for Father Borski and his mentorship and his friendship. I often joke around that when I grow up, I hope to be a priest as kind and holy as he is. I'm also grateful to all the deacons and the staff and the wonderful, generous, courageous volunteers who share so much of themselves to be able to proclaim the faith that the Lord has placed in our hearts. My friends, together we pray. And together we come before the Lord as a people of faith, asking him to continue to change us, to strengthen us, to guide us, to bring us to a deeper level of holiness. And as we come before the Lord tonight to receive him in the Eucharist, we thank him for that gift of faith, the gift of faith that he places in our hearts, that gift of faith that he calls us to share. And we pray that all of us may be a people of faith, that we may shine the love of Christ that's in our hearts with all of the people that he calls us to serve, no matter where that is. May the Lord of faith and the Lord of love continue to deepen our faith in him so that we can love him and so that we can serve him with our whole hearts. Thank you, guys. I really love you, too. Let us profess our faith.